Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you doing? Since everybody has the virus in their city, in their state, in their country, how is everybody doing right now with this virus attack? This is so ridiculous. I wish the virus would just go someplace. It's just interfering with all work, all schedules, all school, all kind of stuff. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we got the best radio show on the planet. And we're broadcasting to everybody that's around the world so they can listen to what I'm talking about. I can give you an hour's worth of entertainment instead of sitting at home with nothing to do. You can be with your kids. They can sit at home and listen to my radio show, or your adults, your husbands and wives, your aunts, your uncles, you guys can all sit at home and listen to my radio show as we have activities for everybody. It's the radio show of the year right here, and we're broadcasting out of Las Vegas. And the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's kind of cool. It's about 45 degrees, but it's expecting to get to be a little warmer because we have better weather predictions that they've been talking about. So if we get rid of the cloudy skies, we can have sunny weather. And they're saying the sun is coming out. So that'll be good. We'll be up to 70 and 75 degree weather in a week or so. So if you're in Vegas, you need to prepare for the warm weather because it's coming. Now, I want to say something about the entertainers in Vegas. Well, there's no entertainment in Vegas right now. All the casinos, all the shops, all of the stages are shut down in Vegas. There's no entertainment going on at all. Nowhere in Nevada. In Reno, there's no entertainment. In Las Vegas, there's no entertainment. There's no entertainment anywhere on the planet because they're shutting down entertainment everywhere because of the virus. That's right. The virus is just interfering with all of our entertainment. And you can't go anywhere where you can relax and enjoy yourself without being afflicted with the virus. Yes, they say the virus will die in the summertime because it'll be hot weather, and they say the virus can't survive in the weather. So let's hope that they're correct. But we really want to get rid of the virus way before summertime. This is April. And no, this is March. And we need to get rid of the virus sooner than that so we can enjoy our summertime. We got kids that aren't going to school. We got adults that ain't going to work. It's nothing for anybody to be able to do anything. So I'm telling everybody, just sit at home and listen to my radio show. That's all you have to do. I'll entertain you for an hour and a half. It'll be good times. And I got some real interesting stories to tell you. So just sit back and listen as I tell you some very interesting stories. Okay, now I want to say something. Boys to Men scheduled to perform at the Mirage Casino on the Strip, but that's not going to happen. They shut Mirage Casino down because all the casinos on the Strip are shut down. So there's nothing going on. So if you're thinking about coming to Vegas, forget about it, because Vegas has been attacked with the virus and everything is shut down. Schools are shut down. Businesses are shut down. Restaurants are shut down. Everything is shut down in Vegas, just like every other place in the country and every other place around the world. So the virus is just taking over, and we're really upset about that. But hopefully, if we do as we're told by our government, if we stay inside and not group up with 30 or more people, maybe we can survive the epidemic that's passing through the state and through the city. Everything will be all right. So they're saying the virus may last another 12 weeks. So I'm really not happy about that. But I'll be on the radio, so you can listen to me, and I'll entertain you until the virus is gone. So I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I got a story for you. DJ Papa D, how are you feeling today?
Doing all right.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to see it. You know, do you have medical insurance? I've been kind of wondering about that. You're in Oakland, and I don't know what's going on in Oakland, but I want to make sure you're safe around in Oakland. You can go to the doctor if you get sick or something. You got medical insurance.
You
it's
know,
radio,
even if
medical insurance,
Yeah, we're doing pretty good up here. We don't, you know, we just like everywhere else in the country, people are being tested positive in Oakland, but there's no panic, and it's just pretty calm up here, so I'm good.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear it. You know, I was talking to DJ Big Nasty, and he was concerned about you if you didn't have any insurance. He was really concerned, and I asked him if he had some insurance, and he said, yeah, he bought an insurance policy, so he's okay. So that's good. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So anyway, on with the radio show. DJ Papa D, I was forgetting how we're going to do this. Should we just go into a commercial break and you take it over from here? Or do you want me to introduce the story and then we go from there?
You're supposed to introduce the story.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, and hopefully we have a lot of new listeners listening to the radio show today, I got a story to tell you, and it happened in Las Vegas. Go ahead, DJ Papa D, play the story for us. And we'll be back for more of the show. homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I was finding buildings that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center and I donated plasma twice a week. And I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans. And I did that, and I got $1 a pound. So it was like cash and carry. You could always get money. And I used to do this every day, all day long. I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I was finding buildings that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime and I'd walk around the city and I'd go handle my business. But on this particular weekend, it was like Thanksgiving weekend, and I was with a buddy of mine, an African dude. And we went to some of the old casinos on Fremont Street. And I went to this casino called the Western. It doesn't have any crap tables. It doesn't have any blackjack tables. It just has slot machines. And the Western, all the machines paid off pretty regular. So it always had a lot of people in the casino. And they had cheap drinks. So I went to the Westerner, and I was hanging out down there, me and my African buddy. And we were just sitting around. I had a couple of dollars because I had gone to the plasma center that day, and I had gotten $25. So I had some money, and I was going around, and I was buying drinks. And I saw this white girl. She was walking back and forth in the casino. And I saw her, and I thought, she looks pretty good. I wonder what she's doing out here. So I went, and I caught up with her, and I started talking to her. And, you know, she told me she was working. She was trying to make some money. And I said, oh, no, you're a hooker? And she's like, yes, I'm making some money. I said, you got a place around here? Because I'm homeless, and I'm with my buddy here, and we don't have no place to sleep tonight. So is it possible we can go home with you and sleep in your house with you? And she said, yeah, I got a motel room up on Las Vegas and Charleston. And I said, I know where that is. So she said, sure, you can ride with me. I'm waiting on a taxi, and it's going to take me to my motel room. And I said, good, we can go with you. She said, sure. So I was sitting there talking to her, and she was telling me that she has a sister that lives in Henderson, and her sister has a couple of kids, and she hadn't seen them in a while because she had been in jail. And I was like, wow, you've been in jail. She said, yeah, I got picked up for soliciting, and I went to jail. So now I got out of jail, and I came down to Fremont Street because that's a good area to work, and I can make some money. I got a motel room up on Charleston. It was real inexpensive at the time. Plus, I had somebody buy my room for me, and I was like, oh, okay. So she said, I'm good in this room until like 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we're going to go spend the night, and then we have to leave in the morning. And I said, oh, okay, that's fine. We just need some place to stay tonight. You know, it's cool. GMoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand, G, with $3 signs.
is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Here with Las Vegas and everybody around the world. I hope you tuned in to the radio show. Welcome aboard to my party on the radio. This is our opportunity for you to get to know me and to hear the stories that I talk about that happened in my lifetime. So now we're into my story where I was on Fremont Street and I met this girl. Her name was Chris. And we will continue the story right now. DJ Papa D, continue the story so that everybody can hear what was going on. So when the taxi showed up, we jumped in the taxi, and my buddy sat in the front seat with the taxi driver, and I was sitting in the back seat with the girl. Her name was Chris. So I said, all right, Chris, I'll sit in the back with you. And I was sitting in the back, and I had my arms around her, and she was leaning all against me, and I was hugging her, and you know, we were just riding, and I was feeling real comfortable hugging on her and stuff. And like I said, she was really pretty. She was a white girl, and she was blonde hair, and she was really dressed. I mean, she wasn't dressed up, but she had a little skirt on, and she had a white blouse on, and she had some white tennis shoes and a little pair of white socks. And she was cool. She had her hair was kind of long, and it went down her back a little bit, and she had it. She had some barrettes in her hair and had them pinned up a little bit. And so she was kind of nice looking. She had her makeup on, and she was really nice looking. So I was like, hey, I'm going to go back to the room, and I'm going to see if I can have sex with this girl while I'm spending the night. This is going to be a bonus for me. But I'm not planning on giving her any money. So we get to the motel room, and I ask her if I can get in the shower because I haven't had a shower in a couple of days. You know, I've been living on the street going from place to place. So I asked her if I could take a shower. And she said, yeah, you can go and take a shower. So I go in and I take a shower, and I come out and I'm butt naked, and I go and get in the bed. Now, it's only one bed in this motel room, and we have a couch. Well, the African dude I was with laid down on the couch, and he went to sleep immediately. So I was laying in the bed, and I had gotten in the bed all naked, and she jumped in the shower, and she came out the shower, and she had a dick She said, I told you I wasn't a real woman. And I said, but you didn't say you were a man. Oh, shit. What the fuck is going on? So she says, but I still like you. You're really sweet, and you're really nice, and I want to have sex with you. And I'm like, baby, I don't do men. I don't do men. So I get the sheet, and I wrap it around myself so she can't get next to me. And then I take the blanket, and I wrap the blanket around me. So I'm totally wrapped up in a sheet and a blanket, and I'm butt naked. And then I take a sheet off the bed, and I give it to her, and I give her one of the blankets. So I tell her she needs to wrap up before she gets in the bed, because we're not rubbing skin, we're not getting close, we're not doing no hugging or nothing, because I don't do no men. I don't do men. So she gets in the bed, and she wraps up with the blankets and with the sheets. So I'm laying in the bed next to Chris, and I'm butt naked. And I've already told Chris, look, we're not doing anything because I don't mess around with men. And we're just laying in the bed. And it's about 10 o'clock at night, and I'm butt naked. So she goes in her purse, and she pulls out a bag, and it has pieces of glass in this bag. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she said, you want to try this? This is crystal meth. And I said, crystal meth? You mean speed? And she says, yeah, that's what it is. So you want to try it? And I said, well, I've never smoked any speed before. I don't know what it feels like. So she goes, okay. So I go, okay. And I light the lighter. And when it starts smoking, I inhale the smoke, and then I blow it out. And then she says, all right, do it again. So I light the lighter, and I melt the crystal meth, and I inhale it, and I blow it out. And then she says, okay, my turn. And I give her back the aluminum foil and the straw and the lighter, and I'm sitting up there feeling, I don't feel nothing. I'm like, what am I supposed to feel? How am I supposed to feel? This ain't like smoking weed, because I don't get no kind of rush. And this definitely ain't like smoking no crack, because I ain't getting, my heart ain't beating real fast. Nothing's happening. And she's like, just wait, just wait. And I'm like, I must not be doing it right, because I don't get no sensation or nothing. So she does it a couple more times, and then she pours some more crystal meth on it, and she passes it to me. And I light it, and I hit it with the straw. I'm inhaling the smoke, and I blow it out, and then I pass it back to her. And I'm sitting up there, and I'm going, wow, I'm not getting nothing. I'm not feeling nothing. This ain't working for me. I don't know what's supposed to happen, how I'm supposed to feel, but this ain't working. I don't understand. And the whole night, I'm like, wait a minute, something's wrong. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting high. I'm not getting a rush. I'm not getting nothing. This ain't working for me. How come I ain't getting high? And she's like, just wait, just wait. And the next thing I know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. We've been up all night smoking. And I'm butt naked.
Oh, yeah.
This is G-Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G-Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G-Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G-Money gear to support G-Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, with Rick Mouth Davis and everybody around the world, this is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So we welcome all of our new listeners to the radio show, and I hope you're enjoying the story that I'm telling. We're having music, and we're doing some commercials, and we hope you're enjoying the breakdown as we're having fun and letting everybody hear the story, that experience of my life. So, DJ Papa D, continue the story so that everybody can continue listening to the story.
So, like 9 o'clock in the morning, it's time for us to check out. My African buddy, we wake him up because he'd have slept all through everything. And me and Chris get dressed. And we go outside and we get on the bus on Las Vegas Boulevard and we go back to Fremont Street. And we go to find a motel on Fremont Street. Well, I had stayed in a couple of motels on Fremont Street, so I know some motels that have porno movies in them. So I go, and I go, we're going to stay at this motel, because not only does it have cable, they have pornos on this one. So I'm going to stay here. We're going to stay in this motel. So we go, and she gives me like $30, and I go to the office, and I pay for a room. And we get a room with two beds in it, because I wasn't trying to sleep in the bed with her no more.
I'm just going to sleep in my own side, and Chris is going to be on his own side. So we go in, and we've been up all night. So I go in, and I get in the bed, and I lay down, and I go to sleep. Well, Chris decides he's going to go out on Fremont Street and see if he can make some money. So he gets dressed. He shaves because he has a 5 o'clock shadow that's starting to show up on his face. And then he puts his makeup on. He puts his foundation on. He does his eyeliner and all of this. And he puts his dress on and puts his little socks on and his tennis shoes. And he goes out on the street. Well, I lay up there and I go to bed. I go to sleep. And he comes in about 6 o'clock that night. And he comes in and he throws a bunch of money on the bed. I think he throws like $120 on the bed. And he tells me, all right, go pay for our room and go get us something to eat. Are you hungry? And I'm like, yeah, I'm hungry. We haven't eaten anything since last night. So I go. And I paid for the room. I think we were paying like $30 a night for the room. So I paid for the room. And then I go down the street to the casino. They have a El Cortez casino on Fremont Street. It's a small casino, but it's been around a long time. This is one of the oldest casinos in Old Town Las Vegas. So I go down there. And I buy the dinner special. And I get two dinners, and I come back to the room, and I put the food in the microwave, because we have a microwave in our room, and we have a refrigerator. So I put the food in the microwave, and I look over, and Chris has gone to sleep. So I don't wake him up. I go out. And I go to the liquor store across the street, and I get 2 40s of Old English 800, and I get a liter of Coke, and I get some bottled water. So I come back and put all of that in the refrigerator, and I'm like, all right, good. We got drinks. We got food. Everything is cool. So I'm sitting in the room, and I'm watching TV. So she wakes up about 9 o'clock, and I'm like, Chris, you want something to eat? I got food here. And he gets up, and he says, yeah, I need some food. So he eats one of the dinners, and he drinks a cup of Coke. And I say, you want some beer? And he's like, no, I don't want any beer right now. I said, I got some bottled water. You want some water? He says, yeah. Let me have some water. So I give him one of the bottles of water, and he drinks that. And when he finishes eating and drinking, then he goes in his purse, and he pulls out some more crystal meth. And he puts it on the aluminum foil, and he starts smoking it again. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit because they only got one pair of clothes that he's wearing. And he goes out. He goes out like 10 o'clock at night. I don't see him again until 9 o'clock the next morning. He comes in, and I'm laying in the bed. I'm sleeping. And he comes in, and he throws money on the bed. Says, here, go pay our rent, and go get us some food. And I go, okay. I get up. I get dressed. I go to the office. I pay the rent for the room. And then I go down the street to the casino, because they got 9 o'clock
breakfast, they got $2 specials for breakfast. You get eggs, you get hash browns, you get toast, you get sausage and bacon, and you get orange juice or coffee. So I bring her a cup, bring him a cup of coffee, and I bring him a breakfast. And I bring a breakfast. And I'm sitting up there eating breakfast, and he's eating breakfast. So he says, did you pay the rent? And I said, yeah, I paid the rent. Everything's cool. So I put the rest of the money in the drawer. And I'm like, okay, because he threw me about $80. So I got some extra money stashed in the drawer. And he eats. He lays down. He goes to sleep because he smokes some more crystal meth, but he goes to sleep. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit because they only got one pair of clothes that he's wearing, and he goes out. He goes out like 10 o'clock at night. I don't see him again until 9 o'clock the next morning. He comes in, and I'm laying in the bed. I'm sleeping. And he comes in, and he throws money on the bed. Says, here, go pay our rent, and go get us some food. And I go, okay. I get up. I get dressed. I go to the office. I pay the rent for the room. And then I go down the street to the casino because they got 9 o'clock breakfast. They got $2 specials for breakfast. You get eggs, you get hash browns, you get toast, you get sausage and bacon, and you get orange juice or coffee. So I bring her a cup, bring him a cup of coffee, and I bring him a breakfast. And I bring a breakfast. And I'm sitting up there eating breakfast. And he's eating breakfast. So he says, did you pay the rent? And I said, yeah, I paid the rent. Everything's cool. So I put the rest of the money in the drawer. And I'm like, okay, because he threw me about $80. So I got some extra money stashed in the drawer. And he eats. He lays down. He goes to sleep because he smokes some more crystal meth, but he goes to sleep. next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're from Las Vegas and everybody around the world. I hope you're enjoying today's radio show. For all the new listeners, I hope you're really enjoying this show, because this is the best way to enjoy your free time, is listening to G Money on the radio. So, thank you for listening, and next time, tell somebody. Bring all your friends, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your granny, your grandfather. Bring all of them so they can listen to the radio show with you, because it's entertainment for the whole family. Now, back to the story that we're presenting today. And he gets up again about 6 o'clock that night, and he goes out. And he comes back with this guy, and he tells me, I need you to let me use the room for a minute because I have some business I need to do. And I'm like, okay. Now, when we got there, we ran into this Mexican man and his son, and they were living in the room next to us. We were like in room 6. So the Mexican and his son were in room 7, and they were selling crack. So they had come to our room and asked us if we wanted to buy some crack. And I bought a $20 piece of crack from them, and I had it in the room. And so when she comes in and she has this guy with her, she's like, I need to have some space so that me and this guy can take care of some business. And I walk out, and before I leave, I say, hey, man, I said, you know that's a dude, right? And he goes, yeah, I know it's a dude. I said, okay, because I don't want no shit. Because I'm carrying this gun, and I'll shoot your ass if you give us some problems. And he goes, oh, no, I know it's a dude. It's all right. It's cool. I'm cool with it. And I'm like, okay, as long as you know that's a dude, I don't want you to find out it's a dude later when his dick is hanging out and you trip out. Because I'm telling you right up front, it's a dude. Even if he didn't tell you he was a dude, I'm telling you he's a dude. And he goes, yeah, okay, I'm cool with it. I know what's happening, all right. And I say, okay. And I go next door, and I tell Chris, if you have any problems, just knock on the wall, and I'll come back. And, you know, we'll handle this drama. So she goes, okay. And I leave the room and go next door. and I'm sitting up there smoking some crack with them, and we're watching TV, and I kind of nod off sitting in the chair. And about 11 o'clock at night, she comes knocking on the door. Chris knocks on the door, and they open the door, and she says, "Okay, Gregory, you can come back now. We're finished." And I go, "Okay." And I say, "Thank you guys for letting me stay here while she was handling her business. I'm going to go back to my room." And I go back into the room, and the guy is getting dressed. He just got out the shower, and he's getting dressed. And I'm like, "Everything was cool?" He was like, "Man, I wore that ass out." I said, "Oh, you did, huh?" And I looked at her, and she said, "Yeah, he was all right. He was pretty good." And I was like, "Okay, well, I guess that's all right then. All right, I'll see you later, man." And he walks out. And she pulls out the money and throws it on the bed. She got like $80. And I'm like, "All right, cool." So she says, "Go get us something to drink and get us something to eat." And I go, "Okay." And I go across the street, and I find out they have a deli across the street in the liquor store. So we can get burritos, and we can get tacos, and we can get Mexican food. So I go and I get a couple of Mexican dinners, and I bring it back. And I bring us another liter of soda because they drank up all the soda. And so I put the soda in the refrigerator, and I put the food in the microwave. And I'm sitting up, and she's telling me about what went on that day and how much money she made. And I'm like, "Yeah, that's cool." And she says, "Remember, get up in the morning and pay our rent." And I'm like, "Okay." And she says, "I got a Mexican dude that's in here in town from Texas. And he usually comes and meets with me, and he pays me real good." So the Mexican dude that Chris has been talking about shows up at the room. And Chris says, "Oh, Gregory, I need to use the room again. My friend from Texas is here." And he comes to the door, and I look at him. I go, "Yeah, what's up, man?" And he's like, "Hey, I'm here to see Chris." And I'm like, "Yeah, she's in here. She stepped out, but she'll be back in a minute. Come in and have a seat." And I'm offering him some beer, and he's like, "Yeah, I'll drink some beer." And I pour him a cup of beer, and he's drinking the beer. And then Chris comes back in the room, and she says, "Oh, amigo, welcome. I'm glad you made it." And he's like, "Yeah, I've only got a few minutes, so, you know, can we do something?" And she's like, "Sure." She's like, "Greg, can you give us some space?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll go out." And on the other end, in room number two, there's a black couple, a boy and a girl, a male and a female, that are selling speed, and they're living in the motel room number two. So I go down there because they know Chris. They've met Chris. They sold her some speed. So I go down there, and I sit with them, and I take a piece of crack with me. So I go down there, and I'm smoking crack. Well, they're in the room smoking speed, and I'm like, "No, I don't want any. I'm going to smoke this crack." And I do that, and about an hour and a half later, Chris comes down and knocks on the door and says, "Okay, Gregory, you can come back to the room, and, you know, my Mexican friend is leaving." And I'm like, "Okay," and I go back into the room, and she throws me $500. And I go, "What? We got money like that?" And she's like, "Yeah, he always takes care of me every time he comes." And I'm like, "All right." I'm Gregory Gerard. G-Money.
the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? I hope you're enjoying today's radio show, because I'm telling a real interesting story that has a twist to it. So, DJ Papa D, continue the story so we can hear how the story ends. So anyway, my friend has just come in the room with a guy, and I stayed next door at this Mexican room while she turned her trick. And she came and knocked on the door and came and got me, and I came back home, and she threw the money on the bed and said, all right, this is money to go buy us some food and to pay for our room for tomorrow night, and I'm going to go call my sister. And I want to let her know I want to come out and visit her because she's in Henderson. And she has two kids that think she's a boy, so she got to get a pair of jeans so she can go out to Henderson and look like a boy because her sister doesn't want her to show up looking like a girl because the kids don't understand. They think that's their Uncle Chris, and if he shows up like a woman, then it's going to be some drama. So she goes out, and she turns some more tricks that day, and she comes back, and she got like $180. She throws it on the bed and tells me to go get some food and to pay for our rent for a couple of days. So I do that, and I'm in the room the whole time. I haven't left. And when she comes back from Henderson,
from seeing her sister, she comes back with this black woman. She brings this black girl into the room. And I'm like, what's going on with her? And she's like, oh, I met your friend out on the street. She's really nice, and I like her. And I'm out on the street selling dope. And I'm like, really? You're selling dope? She says, yeah, I'm a chef at the casino on Main Street in Fremont. But I'm the head chef, so I show up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I get all the food out and get it ready for my other chefs to work on the food, and I get them started preparing all the food for the day, and then I leave and I go walk Fremont because I'm selling dope. And I understand you smoke crystal meth. Here's some crystal meth. And she drops a package of crystal meth on me. And I'm like, well, that's nice, but that ain't my drug of choice. And she goes, oh, do you like crack? And I go, yeah, I prefer crack. And she comes out with a bag of marbles, white marbles. They're like 80 rocks. And I'm going, oh, and she gives me two of those, which are like big $20 pieces. And she gives me two of those and goes, here, this is for you. One for you and one for your friend Chris. And I'm like, okay. And I take it and I break it up and I start smoking the crack. Now, she comes in and she has a crack pipe. So she puts a piece of crack on, smokes it, and then passes the pipe to me. And I got a glass pipe now, a real crack smoking pipe. And I'm smoking, and I'm only smoking little bitty pieces because I'm still afraid of the effect of smoking crack because your heart beats real fast, and I don't want to have a heart attack. So I'm smoking little pieces at a time. But I'm smoking, and I'm smoking all day. And I got crack now, so I'm smoking. And then I finish smoking, and then I eat. And then I'm smoking some more, and I eat. And the black girl leaves and goes back to hustling on Fremont Street. So she's going back and forth, and she stops in every now and then to take a smoke break. She's smoking crack with me, and she's giving Chris some more crystal meth. And Chris is smoking the crystal meth. And then Chris is going back out on the street, and she's working. And she comes back at like 11 o'clock at night, and she throws the money on the bed and says, all right, here's money to pay our rent and to go get us some food. And I'm like, okay. And I go down and get the food and everything, and I come back, put it in the microwave. So we got a lot of food stacking up in the microwave because I'm eating a little bit, but I'm mostly smoking. I'm smoking crack all day. And I'm sitting up there going, hey, okay, this is cool. So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and gets on the bus at night and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. She comes and she comes in and she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. And she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay, I'm putting the money up. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and we're eating food, and she goes to sleep. Well, I'm watching TV. Now I'm smoking, so I'm high, but I'm up, and I'm smoking, and I'm eating food, and we got plenty of food. And then it's Thanksgiving a couple of days, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. So we got two big, large pizzas in there And we're eating Thanksgiving. We're eating pizza for Thanksgiving. And I got beer, and I got brandy, and I got gin, and I got water, and I got sodas. So our refrigerator is full, and our microwave is full. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out. And the Mexican dude comes back, and Chris has gone out to work. So he's sitting in the room waiting for her to come back. And she's taking a long time. I don't know what's taking her so long. So I'm sitting in the room, and somebody comes to the room and tells us that the police got Chris out in the parking lot. And I look out the door, and it's the undercover narcs. They got Chris hemmed up in the parking lot. And I figured that that was going to happen because Chris is the only white girl working Fremont Street. She's the only one. And everybody else, all the hookers on Fremont, are all black girls. So now they've ID'd this white girl, and they spotted her. And then they catch her when she's walking back into the motel because she's trying to get back to the room, and they stop her. And they question her, and they got her on the car. And the Mexican dude comes to my door and says, "Hey, man, they got your girl outside." And I look outside, and she's on the hood of the car. And I just look at her, and I just shrug my shoulders like, "What do you want me to do? I can't do nothing for you. I can't help you because I know I got her ID in the room with me, but I can't walk over there and give her ID because they're going to be like, 'Well, are you working with her? Are you with her? Because she's out turning tricks. So are you her pimp or what?'" And I'm like, "No, I'm not going out there." So I just look at her, and I go back in the room, and I start flushing all the dope. And I'm breaking up all the pipes, and I'm flushing them down the toilet. And I got all the food in the microwave, and I got the drinks in the refrigerator, so I'm cool with that. And I'm just sitting. And the Mexican dude pulls up, and he's waiting in the room for her. And I come in and I tell him, I said, "Man, I don't think she's going to come because they got her hemmed up outside." So he walks out and he looks and he sees her and he gets in his car and he drives right by her. And she watches him while he drives out. So she's upset because she's missing out on the money. And I'm going, "Man, oh shit, I got to clean up the room in case the police come down here, because I don't know if she's going to come down to the room and say, 'Well, this is the room I'm staying in,' and then they're going to start searching the room." So I don't know what's happening. So I'm getting rid of all the dope, all of the paraphernalia, everything. I'm getting rid of everything. And they call the paddy wagon in, and I look outside, and I see the white van pull in the parking lot. And I know that paddy wagon because I've been in it two or three times. I know she's getting ready to go to jail. So I can't even say goodbye to her or nothing. I'm just like, "Okay, see ya." And I go back in the room, and I've already paid for the rest of that night. So I'm in there, and I'm eating food, and I'm drinking the alcohol, and I don't have no more dope because I flushed all the dope and everything. So I'm just eating the food and trying to get rid of the rest of the food. and I'm drinking the beer, and I'm drinking my gin, and I'm drinking the brandy, and I'm just drinking the rest of the night. I'm staying in there, and I'm just drinking. And the next day, I get up, I look around the room, and I'm like, okay, everything is cool. I got her purse still. I go in the drawer, and I pull out about $200 that we had stashed in the drawer, and I go, okay, well, I guess it's time for me to leave. I had to go back to my other end of Las Vegas. I went back to Northtown, and I went back to my camp, and that's the end of this story.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I hope you enjoyed today's radio show. It was a story that I just couldn't wait to tell somebody about the activities that was involved with me and my friend Chris. Now, I met Chris in the casino, and I thought she was a woman, but she ended up being a man that was hooking like a woman. She provided all the money and the food and the drinks and the dope that we smoked all the time we were in the motel. So I was very grateful for her service. Unfortunately, she got picked up by the police, and she got swept away, and I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to her. I didn't get a chance to thank her for her service or thank her for anything. I just took the extra money that we had stashed in the room, and I left and went back to my camp in North Las Vegas. So I had 5 days of being out and about town and doing things down on the strip on Fremont Street, so it was fun. I had a good time. And I never did see my African friend again. He just kind of took off and left, and it was just me and Chris. So I wanted to say thank you, Chris, for having a good time with me and taking care of me, because she brought in the money, and she fed me. She gave me food to eat and drinks to drink. And dope to smoke. I was very happy, very happy. Okay, well, that's the end of today's radio show. I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for supporting the radio show on social media. And I want to thank my engineer, DJ Papa D, for sharing his music and for playing the story for you to understand and to see how I was living for a while I was homeless in Vegas. So I want to thank my brothers for their support, and I want to say the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time to move. I got to go somewhere, so I got to get out the air chair. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. Peace.
I was hitting that weed. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.